This is Wild About Utah.
My last Wild About Utah described glories of the Colorado Plateau, to which I must return. The very northern reach of the plateau intersects the mighty Uinta Mountains and Uinta Basin. This magnificent landscape also intersects with a complexity of cultures, including Utah natives, Utah State University, hardcore birders, naturalists, paleontologists, mineral extraction, outlaws, and prospectors. This very out-of-the-way part of the plateau, meaning well away from an interstate highway and large urban areas, offers scenery and rugged wildlands equal to southern Utah, with far lower numbers of tourists. When my USU students and I first met an enclosed cliff covered with an array of dinosaur bones, our senses were overwhelmed with what stood before us. Everything remains embedded in the rock where these giant beasts drew their final breath. Parts of 11 different species are scattered about as you gaze upon this marvel. An eye-popping drive to the Echo Park Overlook, view 300 miles of sublime, deeply cut canyons by the Green and Yampa Rivers, rivaling the grandeur of Canyonlands National Park. Gaze down on the confluence of the Green and Yampa Rivers, and far above the Gates of Lodore, where Powell's Voyage of Discovery met their first gnarly rapids that laid waste to boats and supplies. Advancing and prancing and glancing and dancing, recoiling, turmoiling, and toiling and boiling, quoted by a crew member from a poem by Robert Southey. The Green River enters Dinosaur at the monument's northern boundary and flows out of the monument 58 miles later, just south of Split Mountain, where we spent a starlit night. 47 miles upstream from Dinosaur's boundary, Flaming Gorge Dam has regulated the Green since November of 1962. The impoundment has severely altered the river's natural regime below. Before Flaming Gorge Dam, the Green River was often clouded by dirt, silt, and other sediments. It was subject to high spring flows fed by snowmelt, and the water temperature could range from near freezing in winter to almost 70 degrees in summer. With the opening of the dam, these conditions largely disappeared. Spring flows, temperature fluctuation, and turbidity were all reduced. The Green River downstream from the dam became a much clearer, cooler, and calmer river, which added 4 species of fish to the endangered species list. The Yampa is the only remaining free-flowing tributary in the Colorado River system. It harbors outstanding examples of remnant native cottonwood, willow, and box elder riparian communities, and it provides critical habitat for these endangered fish. Prior to 1962, the Yampa and Green Rivers were very similar in their discharge, water chemistry, sediment load, and fish communities, all similar. Pre-dam similarity between the Yampa and the Upper Green has created unparalleled opportunity for comparative studies that help guide restoration efforts in riparian systems far beyond monuments' boundaries. Include Josie Bassett Morris's historic cabin in your itinerary. Josie was a female maverick who set up shop in eastern Utah wilds. She brewed illegal chokecherry wine during the 1920s and 30s prohibition era. Excellent birding exists in the large cottonwood trees surrounding the cabin and the Cub Creek riparian area. The Hog Canyon Trail begins here, which leads to a box canyon for more of nature's delights.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and I'm totally wild about Utah.